The Jews had three major feasts: the Feast of the Tabernacle, the Feast of the Passover, the Feast of the Pentecost. And now Jesus enters during this time of this, the Feast of the Passover. Only a male adult who lives 15 miles radius are really obliged to attend this. As a practicing Jew, Jesus entered Jerusalem. And that's the background. And here we see today's gospel. Here is a person waiting 38 years. I'm just wondering what he was doing. Maybe patiently waiting, watching, wondering. In our life, we also have to wait for the Lord. Before any good comes in our life, we may have to wait. Sometimes in a very difficult situation. There is a beautiful word of God in Ecclesiastes or Sirach 2 verse 3 and 4. In the uncertainties of your humble state, be patient. That's what he was doing. Now, Jesus knew that, his pitiable situation. Jesus asked, "Do you want to be well?" Before anything Jesus do or does happen in our life, he always asks a question. What do you want? What are you expecting from me? So it is good in an Ignatian prayer. It's very good. And even every time when we come to pray, when we come to church, we have to come with intention. We have to ask. Prayer with intention. So Jesus asked, and he said yes. He was not just simply saying, "Yes, I want to be well again." But Jesus, he explained his pathetic, pitiable situation. There Jesus performed. Jesus cured him. And after that, we know the consequence of it. And immediately, Jews started questioning, "Who told you to walk in this time?" They were blind. They were not able to see the goodness. Even in our life, sometimes we are blind to see the goodness in every person we meet, in every circumstance we encounter. When we identify goodness, we are identifying Jesus. Yesterday, I had a wonderful experience. I went to celebrate Mass, one of the facilities here. So there are very old people living there. And before the Mass, there was a confession. Few people were waiting for confession. And after a few confessions, one elderly lady came to me and said, "I have nothing much to confess, but I just came here to say to you, I'm so blessed to be here. Do you know all the people who are around me? They're wonderful." And the lady who just came before me, she is amazing. She is ready to help everyone. She smiles at everyone. I was so happy. And this is what we are called to do, especially during this time of Lent. Not just finding fault. Not just to become ritualistics. The Lent is not just for the time of just losing our weight, just to change a little bit habit. But Jesus wants all of us to become like him. That's the ultimate purpose. And very often, we become masters of everything, but not the servants. We become masters of liturgy, not the servants. And very often we are so much worried about what's happening around the altar, not on the altar. And we need to pay attention in everything we do in our life to find Jesus in us, in every person we meet. That's the way we become more and more like Jesus.